Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, who is Jesus? Currently, we're walking through key moments in his life and earthly ministry, focusing now on his parables. This morning, we'll look at the parable of the wedding feast. It's a little longer, so we'll take a couple of days to cover it. Here it is from Matthew 22, 1-14. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son, and sent his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding feast, but they would not come. Again, he sent other servants, saying, "Tell those who were invited, see, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast." But they paid no attention and went off, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his servants, treated them shamefully, and killed them. The king was angry, and he sent his troops and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, "The wedding feast is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go therefore to the main roads and invite the wedding feast, as many as you find." And those servants went out into the roads and gathered all whom they found, both bad and good. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to look at the guests, he saw there was a man who had no wedding garment. And he said to him, "Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding garment?" And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, "Bind him hand and foot and cast him into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen." This morning, let's focus on the first half of the parable. This parable, like many of Jesus' other parables, is a clear condemnation of the Jewish leaders, who really represented the whole nation in general. Though the whole nation didn't abandon God, it collectively did. And that's what we see played out in the beginning of the parable. God is the king who's preparing a wedding feast. This represents the kingdom of God. Ultimately, this will be realized most fully in heaven, but the kingdom is more than heaven. It represents living with God as king. Well, God selected Israel to be his special people. The description given in verse 4 is meant to be enticing. There's a feast, oxen, fattened calves that have been slaughtered. It's going to be magnificent. But then the sad news. They paid no attention and went off. Some went to their farm, some to their business, and many abused and killed the king's messengers. While Jesus is directing this parable directly at the Jewish leaders and the Jewish nation at large, the parable really is just as applicable to many today. Jesus calls everyone everywhere to repent and believe the good news that Jesus has died for the sins of the world. Any and all who come to him, ask forgiveness, and submit to him as Lord will be saved. Even the worst of sinners who trust Jesus by faith can be forgiven. Isn't this the best news? But apparently to many it's not. Sometimes it's because they don't realize their current guilty state before a holy, just God. Sometimes it's because the news means their lives must change, and they don't want that. Sometimes it's not the best news even to those who claim to be Christians. The evidence is in their lifestyle. Just like those invited to the wedding feast, they pay no attention to Jesus, but go off and do this or do that instead. And if any messengers of God call them back, they abuse and ignore them. Jesus' offer isn't dull. It's not just life. It's life abundant. It's a feast. The question is, will you go in, or do you have something better to do? Let me tell you right now, there truly is nothing better.